bring Sir Ralph and Sir John together again and strip our David story for this venture. I feel your cool, intelligent approach is going to be badly needed here in these new times. I look forward to hearing your reactions. Love, Trent. He said, you had the answer, he said, but you dissipated it in a hoax. He said, you should have done it. What a vision it was. And he'd been out, must have been around some old shop or something. He gave me, I didn't know all of them, he gave me the whole lot of them. He said, too late to, get on with them. I think, man, yeah, I left it too late, you know. And I was thinking about the warp, and we could have gone over all the nights with about many stories of the extraordinary warp production. That's the world's longest play. But my favourite really is the little tale of David Daniil. Because I mean, I used to let anyone, those ridiculous long productions, you kind of let anyone who wanted to be in them. Certainly in the early stages, nobody was going to get paid. It's a play, you know, you don't have to be at the bus stop anymore. Come in, they had talent, they get the larger parts. Anyway, there's this little fellow, he had to be in it, a fellow called David Daniil. And he was the most minimal person I've ever encountered, like smoking a cigarette. See, look, it's like a minimal energy, any less energy in his fingers, just had dropped on it. he couldn't have him do too much. He was totally inaudible. So no chance he's speaking up a bit. I was like, excuse me, David. He said, no, he can't. But I found a remarkable use for him. Which, because he did actually, it turned out he did actually have the legendary minus quality, i.e. the stage looked somehow fuller if he left it.